This is Voices of Better Medicine, where we talk with the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues that matter to you. Today, we have Dr. Eumanns, advanced heart failure and transplant cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern Medicine.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. So happy to be here.
Today, I wanted to talk about heart health equity versus inequity. I know that it's a big mission for Northwestern Medicine to make sure that all of Chicagoans have access to quality health care. Can you give us some insight into this topic?
Well, you know, health inequities are simply differences in the health status or the distribution of health resources among different populations. Unfortunately, they're primarily driven by social factors. Patients who come from more disadvantaged backgrounds or do not have means generally have poorer health outcomes. Importantly, we know that things like racism also play an important role in outcomes for patients. The flip side of health inequities is what we call health equity. Health equity is what we should all aspire to achieve when every person, regardless of their social circumstance, is able to attain their full health potential to achieve their best health.
How is Northwestern Medicine working to provide health equity for patients with heart disease across the Chicagoland area?
Northwestern Medicine takes a health equity lens to all of healthcare, including in heart disease. In fact, it's one of our primary pillars as a hospital system. Unfortunately, heart disease, as we know, is a leading cause of illness and death for many patients. We know that one big driver of health inequity is poor access to care. Northwestern Medicine is really leading the way by expanding our footprint so that patients across the city who need care can access the excellent services provided here. We're excited to be working on a clinical site in Bronzeville, which will continue to expand our access for patients who desperately need guideline-based and truly state-of-the-art care. Importantly, at Northwestern Medicine, we're also responsible for educating the next generation of physicians who will understand the impact of health inequities and be trained on how to begin to address this pervasive issue. And then lastly, one really potent antidote to health inequity is ensuring a physician workforce that reflects the patient population that we serve. Northwestern Medicine is playing an active role with pipeline programming like the NM Scholars Program, which I'm going to be involved with actually with Dr. Clyde Yancey as well, which brings grade school students to Northwestern Medicine to immerse them in the sciences in the hopes of encouraging careers in STEM fields.
This is Voices of Better Medicine. We have Dr. Eumanns, advanced heart failure and transplant cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern Medicine, here talking about heart health equity. Dr. Eumanns, I'm sure one thing you find isn't just patients having limited access to quality health care, but also just maybe limited education on how to take care of themselves and make sure they're staying healthy.
Absolutely. I think, you know, education is really key and a primary component, I think, of providing care for patients. It's important for us to understand their understanding of their health care and with the clinical diseases that they have. But then it's also really important, and something that we do at Northwestern Medicine, is to explore that social circumstance in which they live. Educational attainment, income, zip code, food insecurity, rural settings versus urban settings, and then access to healthcare and access to healthcare professionals. And if we as clinicians explore all of these things, then we can hopefully provide resources on patients' disease states, but then also additional resources on whatever social factors and whatever social needs we might identify. And if we can do that, then we can help patients on many levels, because we know that all of these social factors too are interconnected and play a role more broadly, not just in heart health, but in general health as well.
On top of that, are there other current challenges to addressing health inequity that you have found, especially with the heart failure patient population?
Absolutely. You know, there are several challenges to health equity, not just affecting the Chicagoland area, but I'd say even broadly in the country. And as we discussed, the social setting is a big driver of health inequity. These are challenges that can be very difficult to address in a 15-minute visit, for example, with the clinician. But it's something that we should really begin to address in order for us to make headway for patients.
And Dr. Eumanns, this sounds like something that you're really passionate about on a personal level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of us probably have had family members who unfortunately have been stricken with heart disease and with heart failure in particular. You know, even when I think about my own family, I have an aunt and she has recently been dealing with heart failure and kidney disease. And many of these components, like we're mentioning, the social determinants of health are at play in her health outcomes as well. And so it's really important for us anytime we're taking care of our patients to really consider them like family. How best would you take care of a family member? And I think that's one of the great things about Northwestern Medicine is that we really do try to approach the care of our patients as if they were family members to ensure that they have access to really the best possible care.
Absolutely. And we're so lucky to have such great access to healthcare here in Chicagoland, thanks to you and Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Humans, advanced heart failure and transplant cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern Medicine, thank you for what you do and for chatting with us today.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for having me. It's really been a pleasure.